The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was your initial reaction to the Sumitomo closure announcement?
Well, like everyone else, it was shock, dismay. It came out of left field and didn't have any warning that this was even being thought of by the company. We've been in conversations with them on our Wall Water project, as you may or may not know, for a number of years now, and we were moving forward, progressing on that. So the closure announcement was just a total shock to us.
What is the next steps for the building itself and also for the over 1,500 workers that were there that don't have a job now?
Well, our primary focus is the 1,500 jobs, the families that were impacted by this closure. We really don't have a lot of say in the building and the other property because we don't own it. So we're concentrating along with everybody else, every other elected official at the state, county, federal level. We're concentrating on those 1,500 families, working our best to, try and find places of employment. Jobs are out there, but those are very good paying jobs that are being eliminated by Sumitomo, and I honestly don't know if we'll be able to find those jobs that pay that amount of money for most of those employees, unfortunately.
And you mentioned the building, of course, it's privately owned by the company. Is there any concerns that residents should be aware of about taxes maybe going up for that vacant building, or is that a completely separate issue just given that it's privately owned?
Well, in the short term, the taxing jurisdictions, the town, county, and school district, will be fine. Obviously, it does have a financial impact. Will have a financial impact, in the coming years, if a suitable replacement company can't be found, which is going to be very, very difficult. I'm not going to say we're going to find one. So all the taxing jurisdictions are going to have to make adjustments in their budget accordingly. We have a little bit of time, the next 6-9 months to consider the impacts and how we can address those losses in revenue. We're not talking about a Huntley loss in revenue. When the Huntley plant closed in the town of Tonawanda back in 2016, it was a $6 million loss in revenue to the town, county, and school district total. Okay, in this case, you're probably looking at $450,000 roughly or so. So the financial impact is going to be much less, but the employment impact is going to be much more because Huntley only employed 50 to 70 people. When they shut down here, obviously dealing with over 1,500 families that are impacted. So the number one focus that all the elected officials are concentrating on, and believe me when I say this, we're in constant communication. All of us are in constant communication with each other. We are working to put together something that we can, whether it be job fairs or, you know, other resources that we can have for these families that were impacted. And it's really about, you know, 30 hours since we became aware that this, you know, may be happening. So we got a little work to do yet before we can announce anything.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.